From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The economy lost another 539,000 jobs in April, according to the Labor Department. That's not a good number, but it is a better number. As President Obama noted today, it's an improvement over some of the steeper losses we saw earlier this year.
Step by step, we're beginning to make progress. Of course, that's no solace for those who've lost their jobs.
In fact, many more people will lose their jobs in the coming months. But as NPR's Frank Langfitt reports, some economists think the worst could be behind us.
It's not often the disappearance of more than 500,000 jobs is seen as a sign of hope. But in this recession, it might be. April marked the first time in months that job losses were below 600,000. John Sylvia's chief economist at Wachovia.
The pace of job losses in the private sector have definitely moderated. I think it's a good sign that the economy is bottoming here in the second quarter.
Let's be clear. That doesn't mean jobs are rebounding. Lawrence Katz teaches labor economics at Harvard.
In any long-run perspective, you know, the labor market is getting weaker. But in the context of the last 6 months, there's actually a slight bit of improvement. Not that the labor market's getting better, but that it's getting worse a little more slowly.
And even with that qualified statement come some caveats. Last month, the unemployment rate jumped to 8.9%. Many economists think it will hit 10%. And the April job numbers aren't quite as good as they appear. Losses in the private sector were offset by the government's hiring of workers for next year's census. But overall, the pace of layoffs has ebbed a bit. John Sylvia of Wachovia says employers have already gotten rid of so many people, they're pausing before dumping a lot more.
I think a lot of firms have simply scaled back to what they think is sustainable production.
Another factor appears to be the rise in consumer spending. After drastically cutting back last year, people are opening up their wallets again. Walmart sales, for instance, were up 5% last month. Nigel Gault is an economist with IHS Global Insight, a financial analysis firm. He says consumers seem more confident these days, and even if much of that confidence is just in their heads, it helps.
I think psychology certainly does have an influence because it influences how far the economy falls. It doesn't cure the underlying problems. That's going to take a long time.
Since the recession began 17 months ago, the nation has lost 5.7 million jobs. Economists don't expect the country will start adding jobs until the end of this year or sometime next. Larry Michel runs the Economic Policy Institute, a labor-oriented think tank. He says that as people search for hopeful signs, they need to be realistic about how long it will take for jobs to rebound.
It's normal for people to be looking for the turnaround, for something that indicates a change in trend. What's, I think, important to keep your eye on is that the trend is that we've lost a tremendous amount of jobs. We have a deep job hole.
It's true, but there still is a little growth out there. Last month, the economy added 17,000 healthcare jobs. And President Obama hopes that government stimulus spending will either create or save many, many more. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.